ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Daily Devotional Bible Reading, episode number 296, where I simply read three chapters of the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day with my family as a part of our family devotions, to encourage you to read the Holy Bible each day, hopefully in a year's time, with your family. And if you are single, and if you're struggling to read the Bible and pray in the morning time, and don't feel bad about it, it will be, if you are a Christian, the greatest struggle and the greatest battle in your life, one of them at least. And in this case, for real, two is better than one, and I mean that. There are many things you can do by yourself quite well, but I assure you, in this business of having family devotions or having personal devotions, praying in the morning, reading the Word of God in the morning, the truth of the matter is many people will not do so if they do not have a partner. The devil will see to it, and your flesh will see to it. So in this matter of praying in the morning and reading the Bible, singing a song of Zion, two, as King Solomon wisely said, is better than one. Today we're reading 1 Chronicles chapter 19, Isaiah chapter 12, and Hosea chapter 5. And we're going to go straight to the scriptures, the Holy Scriptures today. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Holy Father God, we come before your throne of grace, and Holy Father God, we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor, all that we can muster for your glory and for your praise and honor, for all of it is due your name. Hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And Holy Father God, hopefully, individually, hopefully, collectively, we confess our sins unto you, for that is so important, for Jesus Christ's sake. Please forgive us of our sins. For some of us have the sin in our lives of bad attitudes, hatefulness, pride, prejudice, stubbornness, rebelliousness, foolishness, lying, dishonesty, deceit, living a lie. For Jesus Christ's sake, whatever the case, Lord, please, for those who are willing to be honest and transparent about their sins, Lord, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins. And Lord, make us whiter than snow on the inside. Help us to humble ourselves, and help us to pray and help us to seek your face and help us to turn from our wicked ways and help us to repent and to get back to you, our first love. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I thank you so much for the power of prayer, the purpose of prayer, and the peace that comes through prayer. I thank you for your holy word that says, ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened. So Lord, those of us who are truly born again and saved, help us to keep on praying, no matter how dark the clouds are, no matter how difficult things may seem, and no matter how many people around us are demon-possessed and our enemies. Lord, help us to keep looking up to you and praying to you. Help us to give ourselves to prayer, and Lord, to depend upon you. For you have proven yourself over and over and over again, millions of times, billions of times, no doubt, in hearing and answering the prayers of your true children of the faith. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is Friday, and Lord, you have shown me that one of the devices that the devil uses is he attacks very hard on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, because these are all holy days in your sight. And the devil hates them. He also hates Wednesday night prayer meetings, because there's so much prayer going up, or should be going up. And so, Lord, we are not ignorant of his devices, and we know that he is coming after us. No matter how wonderful of a week we may have had, he does not care about that. In fact, he lulls us to sleep and lulls us to a point of not being on guard and sober-minded and vigilant because of the wonderful blessings that you have bestowed upon us. So, Lord, as you have stated, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And so, Holy Father God, help us all to be thankful for the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. The celebration times, and Lord, even today, Rosh Hashanah is a day that we even celebrate around here. We know that it is a Jewish holiday, but Lord, you've given us the liberty to celebrate in it as well. And I hope that our maestro will play one of the Rosh Hashanah songs here at the end of the service. I think we can get away with it. I think YouTube and Facebook and other places will let us do it. It's an old play on an old song. And so we thank you, Lord, for this Jewish holiday of celebration. And we look forward to our Rosh Hashanah meal tonight. And we say happy Rosh Hashanah to all of our Jewish brethren and Jewish friends. And we thank you, Lord, for the Jews, very much so. We thank you, Lord, for Israel, your holy and chosen people. And we thank you for the Holy Land. And we thank you for the beautiful Jerusalem. And we thank you, Lord, for all that you have done through your chosen people. And Holy Father God, we pray now that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell, and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas and betrayal, and cast out the satanic Jezebel spirit of hating the prophet and manipulation, conniving, and treachery. Lord, cast out the satanic demonic spirit of Sanballat and Tobias, and trying to cause a distraction and hindrance to your work. Cast these demon spirits out of the hearts and minds and souls and spirits and lives of the people here, and of the people out there who have that problem, and give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil, and the demons of hell. And Lord, I pray that you'll be with us throughout this morning, throughout this afternoon, throughout this day. And thank you for the earlier prayer meeting. Thank you, Lord, for the earlier things that had to be dealt with. One was not expected, but on a Friday, we're not shocked. And I just pray that you would drive those demon spirits and flush them out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that we can have a peaceful, productive, and orderly time together of prayer, remembering, worship, hearing from your holy word, being encouraged and challenged to stand strong in the faith in these perilous times in which we live. Now, Lord, we pray by the power of your Holy Ghost, please help me to read your holy word. Help us all to understand it. Grant us fresh anointing and unction in the power of your Holy Spirit to do so, for we know so many people listen to these podcasts and watch the videos around the world. Lord, I'm just amazed at the thousands of folks all around the world who listen, not only to these podcasts, but all of our other plus 50 plus podcasts that we do. And Lord, so it's important that we do it well, not only for the present crowd, but for those who will listen at their leisure. And so I pray that you will bless it and anoint it and prosper it in our hearts and lives, and have your holy word like a hammer to break our stiff necks, our hard heads, our pride, stubbornness, rebelliousness, and evil and witchcraft. And Lord, save every soul under the sound of my voice. Fill everybody with the power of your Holy Spirit to not only read your holy word, to not only endure your holy word, but enjoy your holy word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure and joy to read in your hearing the Word of God found at 1 Chronicles chapter 19. Now, it came to pass after this that Nahash, the king of the children of Ammon, died, and his son reigned in his stead. And David said, I will show kindness unto Hanun, the son of Nahash, because his father showed kindness to me. And David sent messengers to comfort him concerning his father. So the servants of David came into the land of the children of Ammon to Hanun to comfort him. But the princes of the children of Ammon said to Hanun, Thinkest thou that David doeth honor thy father, that he hath sent comforters unto thee? Are not his servants come unto thee for to search and to overthrow and to spy out the land? Wherefore Hanun took David's servants and shaved them and cut off their garments in the midst hard by their buttocks, and sent them away. Then there went certain and told David how the men were served, and he sent to meet them, for the men were greatly ashamed. And the king said, Tarry at Jericho until your beards be grown, and then return. And when the children of Ammon saw that they had made themselves odious to David, Hanun and the children of Ammon sent 1,000 talents of silver to hire them chariots and horsemen out of Mesopotamia and out of Syria, Maacah and out of Zobah. So they hired 32,000 chariots, and the king of Maacah and his people who came and pitched before Medeba, and the children of Ammon gathered themselves together from their cities and came to battle. And when David heard of it, he sent Joab and all the hosts of the mighty men. And the children of Ammon came out and put the battle in array before the gate of the city. And the kings that were come were by themselves in the field. Now when Joab saw that the battle was set against him, before and behind, he chose out of all the choice of Israel and put them in array against the Syrians, and the rest of the people he delivered unto the hand of Abishai his brother, and they set themselves in array against the children of Ammon. And he said, if the Syrians be too strong for me, then thou shalt help me. But if the children of Ammon be too strong for thee, then I will help thee. Be of good courage, and let us behave ourselves valiantly for our people and for the cities of our God, and let the Lord do that which is good in his sight. So Joab and the people that were with him drew nigh before the Syrians unto the battle, and they fled before him. And when the children of Ammon saw that the Syrians were fled, they likewise fled before Abishai his brother and entered into the city. Then Joab came to Jerusalem, and when the Syrians saw that they were put to the worse before Israel, they sent messengers and drew forth the Syrians that were beyond the river, and Shophach, the captain of the host of Hadarezer, went before them. And it was told David, and he gathered all Israel and passed over Jordan and came upon them and set the battle in array against them. So when David had put the battle in array against the Syrians, they fought with him. And the Syrians fled before Israel, and David slew of the Syrians 7,000 men, which fought in chariots, and 40,000 footmen, and killed Shophach, the captain of the host. And when the servants of Hadarezer saw that they were put to the worse before Israel, they made peace with David and became his servants. Neither would the Syrians help the children of Ammon any more. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing the Word of God found at Isaiah chapter 12. And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee, though thou wast angry with me. Thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. In the back, move back further. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Right here. Over here. Cut that on down there. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and about, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing the Word of God at Hosea chapter 5. Hear ye this, O priests, and hearken, ye house of Israel, and give ye ear, O house of the king, for judgment is toward you, because ye have been a snare on Mizpah, and a net spread upon Tabor. And the revolters are profound to make slaughter, though I have been a rebuker of them all. I know Ephraim and Israel is not hid from me. For now, O Ephraim, thou committest whoredom, and Israel is defiled. They will not frame their doings to turn unto their God. For the spirit of whoredoms is in the midst of them, and they have not known the Lord. And the pride of Israel doeth testify to his face. Therefore shall Israel and Ephraim fall in their iniquity. Judah also shall fall with them. They shall go with their flocks and with their herds to seek the Lord, but they shall not find him. He hath withdrawn himself from them. They have dealt treacherously against the Lord, for they have begotten strange children. Now shall a month devour them with their portions. Blow ye the cornet and in Gibeah, and the trumpet in Ramah. Cry aloud at Bethaven after thee, O Benjamin. Ephraim shall be desolate in the day of rebuke. Among the tribes of Israel have I made known that which shall surely be. The princes of Judah were like them that remove the bound. Therefore I will pour out my wrath upon them like water. Ephraim is oppressed and broken in judgment, because he willingly walked after the commandment. Therefore will I be unto Ephraim as a moth, and to the house of Judah as rottenness. When Ephraim saw his sickness, and Judah saw his wound, then went Ephraim to the Assyrian, and sent to King Jareb. Yet could he not heal you, nor cure you of your wound. For I will be unto Ephraim as a lion, and as a young lion to the house of Judah. I, even I, will tear and go away. I will take away, and none shall rescue him. I will go and return to my place, till they acknowledge their offense, and seek my face in their affliction. They will seek me early. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you for your holy word, all of it. And I pray that, Lord, even as we move on, help us to not forget what we read from your holy word this morning. Help us to meditate on it. And we pray that your Holy Ghost would have it to speak to our hearts, to correct us, to rebuke us, to comfort us, to strengthen us, to increase our faith. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2. Before I got bored with reading the Bible, I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. That leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off. and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life, so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world and that he died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner, and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.